822, back to it here on FM 97.3 WZBG. On the live line this morning, we want to welcome Tara Gill. She's Director of Community Programs at Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters. Tara, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us on the show. Glad to have you aboard.
Thank you for having me.
We're flying through summer here really quickly and heading toward, that change of seasons, autumn time. And Big Brothers Big Sisters has a program for autumn designed to bring in mentors for recruitment. Let's talk about the 80 for Autumn program and how this is going to work.
Yes, so we are pushing right now to try to recruit at least 80 new volunteers for our program. And Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters is a one-to-one mentoring program that matches caring, responsible adults with children who just need someone in their lives.
Has it been difficult during the pandemic to keep those volunteer numbers up?
It has been difficult. Obviously, people have had other things on their minds,
right.
But we still have needed to serve the kids that we have. So we, early on in the pandemic, we pivoted to a fully virtual mentoring method, which worked really well. But luckily now that things are hopefully getting better, we're able to go back to the more traditional in-person. Along the way, we've also embraced a social emotional learning curriculum for some of our programs that focuses on helping the kids develop skills like relationship building and self and community connections, that kind of stuff.
So we're looking to get some 80 new mentors before fall of 2021. We want to try to get those numbers up. We're looking for both men and women applicants. We do need male adult mentors more on that side of the equation.
We do. We are always looking for adults. Anybody wants to make a difference in the life of a child. But typically, we definitely need more men. We have about 130-plus kids on our waiting list right now, and about two-thirds of those are boys. So we always need good men in our program.
And we're also, whenever possible, trying to get as much diversity in that group as possible as well, because that represents a lot of the kids that we have that are looking for mentors, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We like I said, responsible, caring adults, but we definitely would love to have more diverse mentors joining our ranks.
Now, I had a conversation not that long ago with Brian Kelly, who's, of course, with your group, Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters. And I guess even though it's been a change of methodology going all virtual during the pandemic, you guys held it together pretty well. And that worked okay, I guess, in part because a lot of kids, they're pretty well plugged in electronically anyway, so it wasn't really as bad a hit as it could have been, huh?
That's correct. It wasn't as difficult as one would think,
right?
Because the kids are already doing a lot of their work online, so that made it a little bit easier. We did have to change the way that people were meeting. We did a lot of Zoom meetings. We offered a lot of resources on how you could play games together online. You could, visit a zoo online. There were so many things that they could do virtually, so that we were able to help our bigs and give them lots of resources, lots of activities that they could do. Fortunately now, though, they are being able to get together in person again, just carefully following all the safety precautions. But with it being the summer, that's helped also. Being able to be outside has been a great benefit to the kids and the bigs.
And there's nothing like that person-to-person contact. You really can't replace that with a screen.
That's right.
There is just a human connection value there that can't be replaced virtually. So it's great that we're able to get back to that. Want to let people know, by the way, if you want to find out general information about Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters, the website is nbbbs.org, which stands for Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters, nbbbs.org. Tara, if there's somebody listening and they're saying, well, I don't know if I would be a good mentor, what kind of time commitment are we looking at? What kind of skill set, if there is one, make a good big brother or big sister?
Right. There's not a prescribed skill set that we need. We just want adults who want to make the difference in the life of a child, who are committed, responsible, and all in. We ask to do 6 to 10 hours a month. So that's kind of getting together 1 or 2 or 3 times a month and just spending time with their little. It's not about what they do, it's just about the time. So take them out, go for a walk, go for a bike ride, play games together, bake cupcakes, anything. It's just about being a person that child can count on, someone they can talk to, and then also somebody that they can just have new experiences with.
Our guest this morning is Tara Gill. She's Director of Community Programs at Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters. The 80 for Autumn is a new mentor recruitment campaign now in progress at Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters. Tara, while we've got this campaign underway, and I know you're recruiting all the time, but is there kind of a kind of an end date and when you'd like to hear from interested adults to be part of this mentor recruitment process?
Well, like you said, we are always accepting new bigs. So if it's something that they're not able to do right now, keep us in mind for when you are able. But as soon as possible. Like I said, we have 130 kids on our waiting list. So the sooner we can get new bigs in, the sooner we can match those kids. And I just want to stress that, you know, everybody thinks that they have to be like Superman or Wonder Woman to be a mentor. You really don't. It's just about having an outstanding mentor, somebody who just shows up, you know, keeps their promises, enjoys the things in life that they already love to do. You just do it alongside a child who needs you.
Right.
It's really that simple.
Right. As that old saying goes, 98% is just showing up.
Exactly. Showing up when you say you're going to.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, being being responsible, which of course always sets a great example for the littles as well. Tara,
right.
Contact information. I already gave out the website, but if somebody wants to learn more about 80 for Autumn or about Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters and being a mentor, just contact information and the best way to do so.
The best way to do so is through that website, nbbbs.org. On there, you'll find more information. You'll find an application you can fill out, or you could call us at 860-525-5437.
Tara, we appreciate your time this morning. We're going to keep this information on hand because we often get inquiries afterward. But, of course, that all-important website address, nbbbs.org. Appreciate your time, and best of luck in the 80 for Autumn program at Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a wonderful day. Bye-bye now.
You too.
Tara Gill, our guest this time, Director of Community Programs, Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters. So, men and women, if you want to be a mentor for a kid who could really use that companionship, they would love to hear from you again at nbbbs.org, Nutmeg Big Brothers Big Sisters. Guests this time on FM 97.3, Jess in the Newsroom. Next.
Tough times or unexpected.